Today, the world is demanding more of products and packaging, especially when it comes to sustainability. In the next few episodes of Beyond the Shelf, we'll be exploring questions like, how is your company tackling regulations like extended producer responsibility? How can you meet consumer demands while keeping up with the latest trends? And how can you prepare your data and reporting to comply? We'll be exploring these questions and more with industry experts who are working every day to improve the world we live in, the products we consume, and the packaging we need to recycle. Good morning, everyone. We are recording live from Spec Summit. This is Laura Foti, and I'm the host of the Beyond the Shelf podcast. I have some very special guests with me today. I have Corey Connors and Brody
Vanderdusen.
What a great last name.
Vanderdusen.
It's very elegant.
It's very... I think you last name.
I think she's the queen.
You say that, and then you have to write brody.vanderdusen@wordgroup.com, and if you email it,
it's a lot of letters.
And were you always last in line at school?
Well, this is my married name, so I came from Rip, which is four letters. Vanderdusen, two full words.
Well, we are live. We love that. We are live with Corey and Brody at Spec Summit. Corey, tell us a little bit about the event for those that don't know.
So Spec Summit is an annual gathering to celebrate and educate SpecWrite's latest innovations. And it's grown incredibly over the last 3 years. This is my third time being here, and I am so impressed with what you and the team have done to grow the capabilities of SpecWrite and to integrate it in other systems. And I think that's the lesson I've learned so far, is how many different things are integrated into SpecWrite, including TOPS and Lorax and Triac and all of these other softwares that can make you more efficient and sustainable.
We have almost 400 people from across packaging and product development and quality job titles, all using specification data to drive their businesses differently. And a big topic of this conference has been digitizing specs. We've talked a lot about legacy systems, people using spreadsheets, emails, shared drives, Lotus Notes systems to manage all this really important data. And we've really heard about the downstream impacts of what happens when you're using static data. Brody, you led a panel yesterday. Mm-hmm. Can you talk a little bit about what you learned from the panel?
Oh my gosh. I had a great time, first and foremost. So thanks for having me. This is my first Spec Summit. I've been having a blast. I feel like I'm taking notes like crazy. Our panel yesterday was really talking about the role of somebody dedicated to specification management. Resources are changing. There's so much change in the industry, and data is more important today than it has ever been. We talked a little bit about garbage data in, garbage data out. And so really understanding having one specific resource dedicated to really managing that, managing the platform, controlling the one source of truth, really, and the benefits that comes with. I think a lot of companies are afraid of adding new resources budget-wise, which I totally understand. But the two examples that we have from Taylor Farms and Bob Evans, they had examples of how they were saving their company money in so many ways, their company money, their other departments, and their team, and time and effort so that they could work on the jobs that they actually hired them to do.
Yeah.
So I was really impressed and felt like it was a really great example of what creating a resource in there really has the power to do.
Yeah. It's just one of my favorite comments from yesterday was Greg from Clemson. Mm-hmm. He talked about how he asks his students what their dream jobs are. And it made me think about, I'm always out there talking to students at MSU and Clemson and RIT and Rutgers and others. And then I go talk to people in the industry. And there's this disconnect between the job, the entry-level packaging job, and what these students have been trained to do. And typically, an entry-level packaging person would go in and they're the person managing the data. They're the person emailing suppliers. And they've just gone to this school that was hard to get into. They've trained in a profession that was engineering focus or creative focus. And then they're asked to like chase data from suppliers. What a disconnect. You know, what a waste of your talent that could be propelling you forward. And so I thought that was such an interesting perspective. Obviously, you guys host the Sustainable Packaging Podcast. Sustainability was really top of mind. Corey, why do you think it's becoming such a hot topic, especially related to the need for specifications?
Well, we've been talking about EPR laws that are coming for many years, and now they're here. Oregon is reporting next month. You have to be ready. And if you don't have your data today, you're in trouble already. You're late. And I think that's the message that needs to go out into the industry is SpecRight can do that for you, mm-hmm. with you, I should say, as a partner, and allow you to be ready to report for EPR, for all the new states that are coming on board, all the new countries, I mean, Canada, all these other, Euro, PPWR, these things are happening now. Mm-hmm. And if you're not, if you don't have a grip on your specifications, you are late. Mm-hmm. And this is the message we've been saying for years. And it didn't really mean much before, but now it means everything.
We had an amazing opening keynote chair, David Schoepfel from the Kellogg School of Management. He's written a book called The Human Element, Overcoming the Resistance That Awaits New Ideas. Because really, this industry is changing. It's digitizing. It's transforming. And to your point, Corey, one of the things David talked about is fuel versus friction. When you're trying to implement a new change or a new technology in your business, it's actually not enough to add more benefits. You have to make it easier to adopt, easier to accept. And the reason I bring this up is we've really spoken to people in the industry about what makes it hard. What, why wouldn't you do spec management at this point? I really don't see the downsides of digitizing your data in a single source of truth so you can do reporting, analytics, faster product development, better artwork approvals. There's just not a lot of downsides anymore. And we realized in talking to customers, the biggest friction was they don't have people to go out and get the data. Mm-hmm. It makes total sense, right? Because as you mentioned, Brody, people, these teams are not big as it is.
No.
Typically, they've reduced resources. And so at SpecRight, we designed the Spec Assist program to literally, it's a team of people that will go out and get the specs for you from your suppliers. So we've really tried to reduce the friction to digitize your specs. We had an awesome product showcase yesterday.
Yeah.
You haven't, we should link to our Margarita manufacturing video. But in 30 minutes, it showed how they created a new idea. And it went all the way through approval. They were running life cycle assessments. They were doing artwork proofing. Brody, how is that different from how the industry is currently doing it today?
It's really funny you mentioned that because I was hoping to bring up that product showcase yesterday. It blew my mind. I think on one side, because specification management is so important for things like EPR, like Brody mentioned, that you need to have, right? But this evolution of product development, you can streamline it with an LCA, include that sustainability factor, but then also then the integrations, you get to send out the information. If we got to see in 30 minutes, like you said, like a full sped up for the audience, but a full product development, product launch for something all within platform. But today, that's not how things go, right? I had a chance of talking to a product packaging engineer at dinner the first night. And I just kind of asked him, like, why are you here? Like, what brought you here? What are you excited about? What are you, like, questioning? And she said that she spends most of her time investigating rather than innovating. Okay. And I think that she's here because she recognizes that she's got deadlines, she's got things she wants to do, and really she's there because she really likes making packaging. Like, she likes the creative side of things. She wants to innovate. She wants to make her brand better and bigger and have more of a market share, but she can't because she's spending so much time investigating the specs. Who changed that? Like, where did that come from? Monzo has something printed in a file in a drawer, right? And she spends all that time doing that. And I can't help but think that's a lot of the industry is spending so much time chasing down these details that are necessary for innovation. And I think of how much quicker we could have, like, I'm thinking the shelves in Target, like, how cool would our packaging be if we really opened up space for our engineers and let them just be engineers rather than data investigators. That's not what they're there.
That's such a great point. I think the big themes from Summit were digitizing sustainability. Mm-hmm. And I think the last one was collaborating, mm-hmm. as you mentioned, Brody, to see the silos break down the silos, get people working off the same data, get people on the same page, have everyone have the data they need to do their jobs. Okay. I heard so many people say, oh, I have to bother this person, I have to bother this person. I can't imagine the tension that creates in an organization, especially when things go wrong.
Yeah.
when you're trying to go faster.
You could be fined if their data is wrong. Like, there's real consequences to not being sure about what you're doing.
And I think the most powerful thing about Spec Summit, because we talk a lot about Spec Summit, I think the biggest reason I recommend people to attend is you meet people just like you.
Right.
And what I typically will talk to people one-on-one, they feel like their problems are unique. Oh, it's just my company. It's just the way we've always done it. And then when you get everyone in a room, you see that everyone has the same problem. And there are people that are adopting a solution. And I think what makes Spec Summit unique, there's tons of conferences out there, especially related to packaging. We love going to them.
Absolutely.
But Spec Summit, it's hosted by a customer. So we had DHL host it. Cindy Cheruzzi did an amazing job.
That's great.
And it's mostly customer speakers, industry speakers, people really using the product, developing amazing things on it. And it gives people the idea that there is a better way. Why, Corey, why is that so important?
I think you're exactly right. You get a chance to commiserate, and then it's very vindicating. Like, oh, I'm not the only one dealing with this problem. We don't have to deal with this problem anymore. There's a solution.
Yeah.
And I think that's the message, is there are different ways of doing things now. We need to adapt to be ready for the future.
We'll be right back. Are you tired of managing your specs in spreadsheets, PDFs, or relying on suppliers to do it for you? Learn how SpecRite can help you digitize and take control of your product and packaging specifications to drive sustainability reporting, SKU rationalization, and better collaborate across departments and with your suppliers. Go to specrite.com to learn more. Now back to the show.
Yeah, we had Ryan from Bloomberg speak. That was a very interesting talk to me. It really illustrates where this industry is going. Brody, can you talk a little bit? Were you able to listen to that session? Can you talk a little bit about what you learned from Ryan?
I think one of the things I really love about data, I'll be a little bit right now. I think it's so important to look at our past in order to understand where we're going and kind of have a shape of a vision of what could be in the future, right? And so Ryan showed a lot of data of the last 20 years, last 30 years, last 100 years of data in the paper market, and then also showed a lot of things that are moving. Like we talked about, the industry is changing daily. Mergers and acquisitions are a really big trend this year that I think we're going to see a lot of. And he really got to show, this is where things happen. Here's examples of something that we're seeing, something similar to today. And here's what he thinks we could expect in the future. And I thought that it was reassuring in a lot of ways. A lot of change does often brings discomfort and fear, but I felt reassured and excited maybe for 2025.
I think what's so interesting, it illustrates the power of what you can do with data. So Ryan talked about how if you look at trends in the market, can you make better purchasing decisions? Like, oh, if we think there's going to be an increase, can we negotiate one in advance for a lesser rate? Those are the types of decisions we're talking about. Where like when you have this data in a dynamic format, you can do so much more. I had someone come up to me and say, Laura, can SpecRite help me save money? I said, yes. And they go, oh, well, how? Was it this fancy algorithm? And I'm like, sure, we could totally make you a fancy algorithm. You actually just need to use like item finder, identify 10 similar things, click them, and then go do a bit. I mean, I think one of the things we preach is simplify the complex. So much can be done with just getting your data digitized and connected and visible across your organization. And we talked about the specification management maturity model because a lot of people, we joke, it starts with chaos and then it goes to static, like a spreadsheet, and then it goes to dynamic. You're using a system like SpecRite. And then you work all your way up to intelligent, where you're bringing sustainability into the product development lifecycle. You're doing analytics, and everyone wants to get to intelligent, but they don't want to take the first step.
Yep.
Corey, why is it so important to just take the first step?
I think it's scary sometimes, but totally necessary. I remember when I started this podcast, I was scared. I was like, people are going to make fun of me. People are going to do this thing. But now it's become this thing in the industry that people enjoy and appreciate and learn from and learn with. I think packaging is an old school. It's paper. It's based on old tech and old systems. Why do we do this? That's how we've always done it. That's the mindset. And I think Ryan's example was perfect. His customer could save $1 million a year by doing things differently and using his new technology and SpecRite. It's if you've ever gone through the process of quoting out your packaging, and the old process used to be, here's a pile of samples. And now, instead of that process that takes sometimes months, you could click a button in SpecRite and say, go to bid, and get 3 bids back in a week or less. So the potential here is massive for cost savings, labor reduction, ease of use, accuracy, which is, to me, so valuable.
Yeah, it's always a great time for me to reflect, because I've been in this is my favorite industry. I've been in it now almost 7 years. I've just learned so much from everyone, Corey, people like you who become mentors and friends. It's amazing to see that it is changing. And I felt that at this summit. We were talking about some of the statistics. I mean, there's 4.8 million products on SpecRite that people have made, amazing. But only 800,000 specs, which means that people are reusing components to make new product varieties. And that's when Matthew set out to found the company, that was his vision. It was, we're not going to be able to kill SKU proliferation at the product level because consumers want that. But you have to be able to do it at the component level or at the packaging level and find those opportunities. And we're seeing that happen in real time. What was your favorite moment from Summit?
Oh, well, last night was really fun.
Went to Garth Brooks' Honky Tonk, yeah. Friends in Low Places. That's why our voices are working.
Yeah. Yes, very loud, but wonderful. The amount of talent in this city is incredible. And not just packaging talent, but musical talent. But overall, it's been the best show yet, the best summit yet. So kudos to you and your team.
Oh, I appreciate it. It really is everyone in the room. I mean, I looked around, no one was on their phone, yep. No one was on their computer, everyone was engaged in the content. And I think it's because we try to make this for the industry and having the industry participate and being at the forefront of the event. And it really feels like that came through. Brody, what was your favorite part?
I think I really love what Corey said at the beginning. He said that this is an event where we celebrate and educate on what SpecRite is doing. And I feel like the sessions have been amazing. Like I said, taking lots of notes and just learning a lot. But I think also there is a community in the room of people who maybe don't know each other, but share the same challenges, share the same wins, share the same, hey, I learned how to do this in SpecRite and it changed my life. And then, oh, can you show me? Like, it's become this community of people helping each other through a common platform of SpecRite and a common packaging nerdiness. I shared an example on stage yesterday. I was in an elevator, and the elevators go really, it's a tall building, so it takes a while. We're all sitting in there kind of waiting, getting floor by floor out of more people. And it's kind of quiet as everyone's just kind of not to look at each other. And someone gets in the elevator and he goes, so is that recyclable? and everyone in the elevator kind of is like, is what recyclable? Like, what are you talking about? Like, oh, I know that word. Like, that's my, I just feel like we've all kind of are here, and there's a safe space to learn and to celebrate achievements in this. And the people, I would say,
totally agree. Wrapping up, if you're listening to this podcast and you're like, what is Spec Summit? What are these people talking about? How can I learn more? Please reach out to me, Laura at SpecRite. If you want to learn about how to use technology to change how you're doing packaging, to make it more sustainable, to have less errors, to collaborate with your suppliers, to move faster, to move into the future and think about the evolution of the packaging engineer, come. There have been people here who don't use SpecRite who've come for 3 years, and it really is for people who just want to learn about where is the industry going through technology. We have so many amazing technology partners here with us. We have Triac. We have a one-click LCA with Triac where all the data in SpecRite instantly gets pushed. I mean, you can talk to Triac. You can talk to Lorex about EPR reporting. We integrate with TOPS. I mean, it really is about connecting all these technologies that packaging people use every day and enabling you to make amazing, sustainable things. So if that resonates with you, if that's something you want to learn more about, this is your place and this is your people, to your point, Brody.
And next year it'll be in Austin, Texas.
Again. We're still finalizing. Oh, not sure. But we've typically bounced back and forth, but we haven't finalized it yet. But I always tell the team at the end of each summit, I want next year's to be 10 times better. And that is such a tall order. I fully recognize it. But that's what everyone deserves.
You did it.
Because you guys really spend a lot of time and you take the time. And it makes me happy to hear that a lot of people felt that way. It was really special. It felt like a turning point.
Yes.
To see so many people in the room from so many big companies all talking about how to solve these challenges of spec data management, supplier collaboration, sustainability, all using dynamic digitized data. It has me excited about the future. And I just want to thank you, Corey and Brody, for being here and participating and being such an important part of our community.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
There's a sense of relief from the people that have gone through the process of getting all their data in. Listening to Kitty from Taylor Farms, she is like the most confident person in the room. Like, yeah, we got this all figured out because we got all of our specifications in spec right. We know how to use it. It's working so well. And I remember when she implemented 3 years ago or however long ago it was, and she wasn't sure. And now it's so cool to see the end result of the process.
Oh, you're totally right, Corey. My favorite thing, we've talked about this, I think, in the past, is to see the packaging professional and the product developer get elevated in the organization. Because when you have data, it becomes, you can speak the language of business
yes.
more, right? And up-level the conversation about packaging, which is so important. And there's so many people who, to your point, Kitty's a great example. You see how much she's evolved and grown. And it's so impressive.
She's a rock star.
I told her that. And she's the most humble person. They won a spec award for efficiency. It was something like they made changes to 1,500 products last year. And they went from 100 emails per product change to like 10.
Wow.
Can you imagine times 1,500? The amount of, not just time, because I feel like that's such a throwaway metric. It's important, but a lot of maybe executives would resonate with. Think about the amount of risk mitigation of not having that many changes go through email because so much of it's going through
fewer
the platform.
Mistakes.
Fewer mistakes, faster time to market. I mean, I'm just so proud of what everyone is doing with that digitized data. And our mission really is to help people like you make amazing things. And we heard so many stories of that yesterday. I have to wrap up because I'm going to be late to my panel.
But thank you all.
Thank you all for listening. We're so thrilled to have you. And if you want to follow, how can we follow you, Corey?
Oh, yeah. Reach out on LinkedIn. Brody and I actually respond to messages. Yeah, we're happy to connect.
Awesome. Thanks, everyone. We'll see you soon.
Beyond the Shelf is presented by SpecRite, the first cloud-based platform for specification management. Say goodbye to spreadsheets, share drives, and legacy systems, and digitize your specs in a secure single source of truth. With SpecRite, you can easily share and collaborate on specs with other departments and across your entire supply chain network. Taking a spec-first approach enables you to accelerate product and packaging development, go to bid faster, report on sustainability, and ultimately spend less time chasing data and more time making amazing things. To learn more, visit specrite.com. That's SPECRIGHT.com.